We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, you forgot to wish me an anniversary, a happy anniversary yesterday. I believe it was a 9-year anniversary of me almost getting in a fight in the parking lot here, and you witnessed it this window right here.
I think you need to fill in our listeners who may not be aware of how this whole fight came about.
Well, no, I don't want to get into all the details.
You got to mention who the fight was with. No, you can't do that. Come on.
Well, no, we're gonna celebrate the anniversary quietly.
Oh, but you shouldn't have brought it up. That's a terrible thing to do.
The anniversary, and the reason I knew was because Kreger's sent me a Facebook photo. Myself and Colin Dunlap wound up doing the show that day because of all the upset. And it was in this, remember when they cut the studio in half here? It was like half a studio. It's unbelievable.
I do.
And you witnessed the whole thing.
I did. And our old program director, Terry Fox, I thought he was the peacemaker somehow, some way.
He was the instigator and the peacemaker. Yes, he was both of those.
Hey, Joe, on a serious matter, I want to just take a minute, and I think you'll join me in offering my condolences, our condolences, to the Rooney family. Another Rooney girl died way too young. I'm talking about Joan Rooney Clancy. I just saw this yesterday, October 1st in Massachusetts. She was only 50 years old. This is Dan, the late Dan Rooney, and his wife, Pat. And Pat has unfortunately had to bury three daughters. This is the third Rooney daughter to die way, way too young. Art II, the current team's president, his sister, the late Dan Rooney, his daughter. My condolences to Pat, who's an incredible lady, and Art II and the whole Rooney family. And I'm sure you want to join me in offering our condolences. That's three children Pat Rooney's had to bury. That's not fair in life. That's just not fair in life.
Truly. And I second everything you just said. My condolences to the Rooney family. And in fact, I was just watching about 2 weeks ago. They had a wonderful show on NFL Network about the wives of the team owners. And it was great looking at the history of really the entire history of the league through their eyes. Yeah.
And Pat Rooney was one of them.
Yes. And it was fantastic.
She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady. And, I can't even imagine the heartbreak of having to bury three children.
Me neither. So I second everything you just said, Ron. Back to hockey, though. Sully saying that he didn't think the result of the game necessarily reflected how it was played. What did you think?
I thought it absolutely reflected how it was played. Once Winnipeg had that 4-1 lead, it just totally... backed off.
Well, they shut it down completely.
Yeah, it only had two shots in the third period. They didn't need to shoot. The Penguins outshot them 38-22, but that's because they were scrambling to get back in the game. The Penguins' power play again, no Hornquist really, no Malkin, 0-for-2 again last night. I'm trying to see how many shots it had. It had five shots on two power plays. There just wasn't a lot to like about the game, I didn't think.
I mean, Bob Errey,
I would disagree with Sully on that.
So would I. Bob Errey characterized it late in the first period as a track meet. Is that what you want? And you're bound to, of course they had chances. Everybody's going to get chances against Winnipeg's defense this year. You're going to get chances against Winnipeg.
And, I mean, the game certainly started well. 32 seconds in, what a great play by Letang to keep the puck in at the blue line. In one motion, backhanded it to Guentzel along the left boards, and Guentzel instantly knew Sid was in front of the net, put it right on his, Sid just tapped it in. For an easy goal. That's why you watch Penguins hockey. That's the type of skill that they have. But after that, nothing.
No, they couldn't finish chances, and I've just given up on talking about Dominic Simone. Sully loves him, you know, says he's the second strongest guy on pucks on the team to Sid. talks about him in glowing terms all the time. And we saw again last night, if you're going to play up there with two guys who made the type of play that you just talked about, you have to be able to finish some of them. Some of them. Let me rephrase that. You have to be able to finish one of them. Last night again, golden opportunities. And just not only does it not happen, it doesn't come close to happening. Fine. Play him on their first line. Talk about him like he's, you know, a high impact player. I give up. I give up on Simone.
You know what? The only thing I'll defend him, at least he's tried to shoot the puck last night. That doesn't always happen. He had three shots on goal, had one blocked and missed the net twice. So he at least took six shots, but it never seems to go in, Joe. I'll tell you who else I'm really disappointed in is Cajun. Dominic Cajun. I was driving to do our TV show with Pompey Annie last night, and Phil Bork just was flat out. He goes, I'm very disappointed in how he's played. He used the word invisible. He said somehow he's got to make himself become a factor, and I don't think he's done that through the preseason, through these first three games. And I'll tell you, a guy I'm really liking is Tanev. Drew another penalty last night. I think he drew three in the first game. Had nine hits last night, two block shots. That's what that guy brings for you.
I like him too. And I would like to see him finish one as well, but he does bring a lot.
And I think Galchenyuk, he took seven shots yesterday.
Had a bad turnover that led to a goal.
Three giveaways. But
I don't know. How can Sully? I would love to go inside that room with Sully while he's actually watching the tape from that game.
And him telling you what he liked so much.
Why he liked the game so much. Like, it would seem to be, you know, antithetical to everything he's been preaching. Like, here's Galchenyuk's turnover. Here's Letang tripping on himself, giving up a partial breakaway. Here's Jack Johnson literally giving them a pass to the point, even as he's being praised on the broadcast for going plus three the other night. Here's Gudbranson getting out-muscled on the first goal. Here's nobody covering the point on that goal. So you let an 18-year-old kid walk in and score his first NHL goal.
How about
goal.
That kid? Number one pick.
Yeah.
18 years old playing in the NHL. That's Sid-like, you know, to make it that young.
What did you like so much about that game? That you got some chances against the Winnipeg Jets?
Who were without four defensemen coming in, I think?
I don't know.
I think the broadcaster from Winnipeg was sitting right behind where I sit in the press box, and I thought he said Winnipeg is without eight defensemen who were with the team last year. And Bufflin is the
Trouba's
number one
another
guy.
Big one that is no longer there. Yes.
And all these young guys, you know, the Penguins just didn't have much chance.
All right, Ron. Ed Bouchette coming up, top of the hour. There's a lot to talk about with Ed.
And we're going to get into more hockey. Bob Grove going to join us at noon. I can't wait to talk to him about seven defensemen, Simone, like you said. There's so much ground to cover.
Grover said from the beginning, he talked about the blessing and the curse of having all this, quote, versatility, and how it basically tempts the coaches to move guys and shuffle guys all around, never get any continuity.
And then Curtis Martin, the Hall of Famer from Alderdice High School. He's coming back to Alderdice tomorrow. Pitt, obviously the New York Jets, a Hall of Famer, going to join us at 1. Joe, it's always good when you can chat a little bit with a Hall of Famer, isn't it?
I really like him, Curtis Martin. Ron, I looked a lot younger 9 years ago. Look at that
you
photo
do. I didn't. I wouldn't have even hardly recognized. You know, you've aged badly. That's
I think this was my worst decade.
You've aged really
the
badly.
The 40s look, into the 50s.
You look like something of an old man right now.
I feel like something of an old man.
Have you worked out yet this week?
No, I gave up.
Oh, I knew it. You have no discipline, no willpower, no dedication. Does that sum you up?
I don't know. I don't even feel like answering. Ed Bouchette, top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.